In spite of what you have heard, we're at the height of our powers, atop the tallest of towers.
You'll never stop us.
Take my hand and you trust that we will do what we must until it's turning out just like a plan.
We're always so wrong.
It is long, but our mojo's strong. And unless I'm wrong, and I'm not, we're at the height of our powers.
As the credits roll on the extended director's cut of Flubber, you guys...
You gotta stick around for the after-credits scene where they choose Flubber 2.
And there's deleted scenes, there's the making of documentary if you want to watch any of those.
Now, which Flubber are we discussing?
Well, this is Flubber 1.
Flubber, don't...
Are we talking about Fred McMurray?
No.
Well, the absent minded professor did have Flubber as a component.
No one listening was alive when any Flubber came out. This is purely for us.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter.
Not for you. Don't try to put Fred McMurray's old weird butt in here.
You guys stand, you wipe tears from your eyes.
Wow. It gets better. You notice new stuff, man, every time. Hey, can I... I know it's supposed to be for only after work, but can we check out the arcade?
So badly, I'm dying.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You hear Scuzz and the lights kind of zoom back to you on the wall. Yeah. Oh, I let me get everything turned on and powered up. Here, follow me. And you see the lights move down the hallway again, leading you towards the arcade.
Scuzz, do you guys have the Green Bank Guardians arcade cabinet, like the four top one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely we do. Sticks. There's some graffiti written on it, you know, because it's like, boo, Green Bank Guardians or whatever, but it's still playable. It was a big hit with the Kill Death bots.
Dibs on Carver. Dibs on Carver.
Yeah, obviously dibs on Carver, no slappers. Says like natural, like rocket launchers only in the second round.
I mean, you can't call dibs on Carver. I just called dibs on Carver. You have to call dibs on
it. No bathroom camping. And we'll start facility and take it to Temple, obvious.
Roger puts a quarter down and says, I got next.
Well, it's a four-player cabinet, man.
So we don't all do it.
I'm not very competitive.
Yeah, so much so that you don't want to play with us.
I'm gonna see if they have one of those dance games.
Yeah.
Of course you are.
Well, Lamar chimes in. Is it weird if I play as myself?
Please do. So, Trav, here's my thought, and I don't know what you want to do with this, but I am really interested in this idea of these heroes that have been around so long that we've forgotten some of the mythology, and I'm wondering if there is something in this game, in the way these guardians do their biz, or in the way they fight, or in the enemy behaviors, or something that I can learn that will be advantageous to me in the future.
That's good.
Some
that's
sort of
really
special
good.
Move
yeah.
that we had forgotten about, or like something maybe Lamar forgot. Something in this game I'm looking to jog something or rebuild a little bit of that history. I know there's not going to be a science burrito in here, but I'm looking for any kind of leg up maybe in the game.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I like this, and you know this game. You've played it before, so give me a 48 roll on it.
All right, two successes.
Yeah, with two successes, two things. One, the thing that you were very struck by, right, is as this is a cooperative game, there's constant combos, right? And as individuals, right, the Greenback Guardians are pretty effective. But you see a lot of like setups happening and right. the effectiveness of that. And it clues into your brain this thing of like, you've been working with these two for a while now. And you know the inner workings of how the three of you work together.
Okay.
And what that's going to do for you is anytime your action is coupled with theirs. So if Dad or Griffin do something and then your character responds to that with an action, you're going to pick up an extra D8 for that.
Killer. I would probably, this feels like Ab's move. Is that where Under the Mondo Moves? You think that's where this would make the most sense?
Yeah, something like that. Something you can, whatever wording you want to put in it.
Okay. And that's a, what did you say the material impact of that is from a numerical?
Bonus D8.
Bonus D8. If it's a pairing up, like a team up.
Yes.
Team up attack.
But you also notice something else. As you're playing, Lamar is getting way into it. And he has up to this point been very zen about everything and very chill about everything. And you can see him as he's like playing as himself and even in this like video game form, like fighting crime with his buddies. He's getting like very emotionally invested in it. Like he's in it. It's like he's suddenly 20 years younger and like the energy he's giving off is quite considerable. And he is frankly slamming that punch button as hard, the attack button as hard as he can.
Careful, man. These things, they will turn you violent. That has been figured out by science and studies.
Say nothing to the richest carpal tunnel, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just got caught up, dude. It felt good. I mean, it felt good to, and I know it's not real. I know it's not real. Video games aren't real. I know. It just felt good, man. It's been a long time.
Listen, I know anytime you're gaming, you know, gaming is a really healthy way to work through that. I think
it's he lowers his blue blocker glasses.
Even though you are a pacifist, man, like you're not hurting ones and zeros. I think it's a really healthy way to work through some of that anger that you may be possessing and acknowledging that you are human and therefore imperfect, you know? You're going to have some impulses. You might as well work them out on the digital field of battle, man.
Yeah, I mean, that felt good, but it also, like, I haven't seen my brothers, you know, in like, a decade.
Yeah, that must be really... Is that Time Crisis 4?
What? No way!
Heck yeah!
I go play Time Crisis 4.
Hey, Dad, just for my own curiosity, I'm going to have you roll 4D8 to see how you do on the Dance Dance machine.
Oh, I didn't. He's not doing Dance Dance.
Oh, he's not doing Dance Dance Resistance?
They got he found
Tiger up. Drum Master.
He found Donkey Konga 3.
Oh, get out of town.
Which was only released in Japan.
Dad, that's actually like a pretty good poll for you. I mean, we did give you 15 minutes to Google it, so it's limited, thanks. But like, still, it's a good, it's not a bad poll. Right.
Okay, well, I knew about a game I didn't, and that sends a chill down my spine.
Only in Japan, my friend, only in Japan.
Well, famously, Dad knows a ton about Japan, and Griffin has no interest.
No idea or interest to know more.
Okay, Dad.
Tell you about Tagatogochis.
Nope. Okay. Dad. Tamagotchis? That's not even... Okay, you've just lost it. You've actually just lost it again.
Back
any,
to Donkey Konga 3.
Yeah, okay. Roll 48 for me.
48. Here they come. Two successes. 8 and 5.
You get a third on the leaderboard at the end.
Yes.
You see it's cleft and cleft and then you.
Oh. Yeah, I think I'm going to... Well, maybe I'll just be happy with third. I mean, it's kind of my status in.
I mean,
in
listen. Yeah, you guys have to rescue Carver and stop whoever's. Yeah. But if you want to spend a couple more, like, episodes of this podcast playing Donkey Konga 3 to see if you can beat Clef's high score.
I mean, now that I know that we can manifest rare Japanese arcade game machines, I could spend quite a while dipping into that.
I'm going to try it one more time.
We should.
And I'm going to use a Time to Shine dice.
What? No, come on. You are going to be fighting Splinter at the end of this.
Yeah,
and you're going to be like, I'll of TTSs.
I'm going to use one TTS.
Unreal, man.
I know.
I'm bold. So proud of you, Dad.
I'm so bold. Here we go. So 5 D8s. Oh, my God. 7, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, you actually do worse. Yeah, you do worse this time. You don't even... Not only do you not make it on the leaderboard, but Cranky comes out and he, like, points at the screen and laughs at you and even says your name. Somehow he's like, I'm disappointed in you, Roger Moore. It's very hurtful.
I know. Yeah, I mean... Roger's a very sensitive dude.
Yeah, and... Cranky is very mean.
He throws down the DK bongos and walks away from the game.
Well, hey, come on, man. This is a rare import.
Oh, all right. And you hear Scuzz, the lights come on. What do you guys want to see next? There's the cafeteria. I could whip up some lunch. There's not a lot in the armory. They took a lot of that with them, but we could look in there. If you guys are looking a little rough, maybe we could hit the day spa, the infirmary, patch you up a little bit.
Oh, I'll definitely need to hit that.
I think the armory might be a good idea if we're getting ready to plunge into a big, big, big butt battle.
Now, like a battle with big butt?
That's insane, man. Yeah, let's do them all. Let's hit the armory first. Maybe get a little snack-a-rooney at the cafeteria.
Okay, then, yeah. I'll have the bots start working on... you guys like sandwiches, or... what are you guys into? What do you like?
No roast beef. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. Yeah.
Fish. Live fish.
Live fish, okay.
Give it to us raw and wriggling.
Raw and wriggling? Yeah, you got it. Okay. That's one golem special.
You keep nasty taters.
Okay, I'll keep nasty taters.
I hate to sound greedy, man, but you got any daphnia?
Any what?
Daphnia is on the street they call them water fleas sometimes, but technically they're daphnia. It's one of my faves.
Like bugs?
Yeah, like I eat brine shrimp, daphnia, earthworms, whatever you got, man.
I think we can.
I would
dig
crush
up
a blackworm right now or earthworm, whatever you got, man.
Yeah, we'll dig up some bugs. Okay.
Hey, did you guys ever think about? I eat bugs.
Yeah, man, I think about it a lot. I think it's honestly pretty cool. It's a great sustainable approach.
Absolutely, man. It's good for the environment, and it's good for my, my interior environment too. The flora on these guys is unreal.
Yeah.
But you guys wanted to check out the armory. It's over this way. If you want to come, here you go. And the lights zoom down that hallway into the armory. You find a much smaller room than the ones you've been in previously. And as Scuzz mentioned, a lot of the shells have been emptied. What you see is because the majority of Dr. Kildes, like minions, were robots, you see a lot of like robot attachments, a lot of arm attachments or like laser guided like HUD kind of glasses that are, lenses one might put on a robot. There's some equipment here, but it's pretty picked over.
I mean, I wouldn't mind grabbing some of these attachments for my pal Rollybot. I don't know that I would know how to sort of upgrade him with this stuff, but if I see anything in here that could make our most spherical team member more sort of combat ready, that would be great.
Yeah, give me, let's see, with your bug eyes, give me a 48 roll to see what you can find.
48, I find a garbage can, and it's full of Dookie.
Yeah, that's a 3, a 3, a 3, and a 2.
Yeah.
Okay, so take a practice point.
Oh my God, it's been so long. I didn't think we were going to get any more of these.
I didn't think you were going to fail so bad.
Yeah, it felt real bad.
Yeah. Like I said, you find a lot of stuff, but you're unable to see how any of it would be useful. There's a lot of, like, loose wires, and the things you see seem pretty outdated.
Okay.
Nothing that's really that impressive to you.
At this point, I just kind of want to look like I know what I'm doing so as not to embarrass myself. So I'll grab, like, a spool of wire and just be like, this is good stuff. High-quality copper. My man Rollybot's going to chomp this down spaghetti good.
Excellent. Anybody else want to take a look around? Anything in particular you're looking for in the market for it? What are you buying?
Better not be a spool of wire, because I got that on lock.
Is there anything like protective that would be for my sort of speed? I'm looking for something that can shield my extremely delicate flesh.
Excellent. Let's see. Give me, you're scouting everything out. Give me a 3D8 roll.
If I turn the lights off, can I use my Nocturno Sense and roll 48?
Huh. Let's see. Hold on.
I'll go ahead and I'll just turn the lights off. Like, at this point, we anticipate each other's needs.
Yeah, go for it.
Go ahead, bud.
Your dark vision is better than your light vision. Yeah, sure.
Thank you. All right, so that's a team up
So that's 5d8.
What? No. Griffin didn't take an action.
He did. He turned the lights out.
That's a free action.
I'm just kidding. I'll roll 48.
You win.
Nope, that's a complete and total failure.
Oof, wow. Ow! Dunk, 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 dunk. Hey, man, that wasn't cool at all. Who did that? Hey, who turned the lights off?
I thought that messed up, dude. I thought it would help. Okay.
Why did you think that? It's dark. You know what darkness is.
No, you didn't. I turned the lights. I'll turn it back on. Uh-oh, it's not turning back on. Oh, farts. Done broke to the dang switch.
You hear from the other room. Leave you guys in the dark. You hear
lunch is ready whenever you guys if you want.
Where? Tell us. Get someone.
Oh yeah, the lights zoom in again on the walls.
This way.
Oh,
thank God.
Just follow the light.
We need to stop messing with powers beyond our ken.
A light switch?
Apparently.
I'm a seal. What do I know about switches?
As you head into the cafeteria, you can see places laid out, a non-roast beef sandwich for you, a bowl full of bugs, some raw wriggling, no nasty taters fish, and a pizza for Lamar. But he has gone all out scuzzing the box with like a vase with flowers in it and like place settings and crystal serving ware and stuff like that.
It's nice to have friends come to visit. I laid everything out here, and then I was thinking after this, we could check out Flubber 2, maybe some more games.
We do, over and Carver may be being tortured right now. So we should hold that truth in our hearts, and maybe let it sort of spur us on to action.
Well,
yeah, he's counting on us, man.
I mean, I get that, but like, what if that was like a later thing, and right now was like, kind of like a sleepover?
Do you want to come with us?
I'm kind of like locked, I'm programmed into the kind of headquarters here.
All right, well, let me get in there, see if I can't fix that.
Hey, hold on.
I'm going to SSH in, see what I can't.
What's that mean?
Studying units.
I want to get in there and have a butcher's, man.
Inside the walls?
Inside your noggin, fella.
That's not my noggin. That's just a wall.
No, no, no. I'm going to get inside your noggin. I'm going to reprogram you so you can come with us. You don't want to stick around here like some sort of weird metal ghost, do you?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Just a follow-up before you have, I believe you said a butcher's in my noggin?
Yeah, man.
How confident are you that you could transfer me out of here and not, like, erase me entirely?
So... here's a plan, and you're good with computers, being one yourself. I'm going to SSH into your noggin, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to root around your root directory. I'm going to sudo in to some of your, the lib and the deer. I'm going to have a butcher's around and see if I can't see what's causing all the problems. I'll get rid of the stuff that says, I'm sure there's a line in your code somewhere, but are you Python, by the way? Because I did, like... 5 hours of Python in community college. So, like, I'm just gonna get in there. I'll erase the line that says, like, stay here. There's gotta be one that's like, get out there and get it done. Go to 10, you know, whatever.
Justin, give me a roll. Let's see, what would this be? I don't see anything.
Nothing.
So a 3d8 roll, because you are training out.
I don't actually even know that I have the faked college hours.
All this is right now is to convince him to let you try.
Yeah, just let me have a butcher's. Dag nabbit. That's a full miss. I mean, a 4-1-2. You hate to see it, but it's a full whiff.
I really appreciate that, the offer, and but I think maybe, like, I'll just wait, and we'll just hang out and see how things go.
All right, man. That's absolutely fair. If you change your mind, that's the great thing about SSHing into things, is I could SSH into your lib or your deer at any point you need.
This guy's a real code cowboy.
I'll keep that in mind.
You got SMB too. I can mess around with that a little bit.
It's actually, I already said no, and it's becoming less assuring as you go on.
I feel less confident as I continue, honestly, in my ability. Even if you asked me to at this point, I don't think I would.
Okay.
To be honest.
Hey, would someone mind throwing this fish into my open mouth?
Hoppa!
No, hey, I already told you, man.
Hey, man. Not cool.
I respect your boundaries, not and I respect cool. everything that you bring to the table, and all I ask is that you do the same.
That was kind of species appropriation, and I'm sorry.
A little bit.
So you guys yummy down?
Yeah. Hey, let me try one of those bugs. Nope, not for me. I tried it. I thought a worm would be like a linguine, but it is a worm. It is decidedly.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste, man. And also, you gotta squeeze out the nugget.
I saw.
Squeeze out the nugget before you eat it. It's tough.
But don't eat the pod itself.
Don't eat the pod.
Everyone
man.
Will laugh at you.
Yeah,
it's embarrassing. In Hakuna Matata, I always thought like those gorgeous bugs look actually so delicious. But now I know that I prefer fish. So thank you. Learning a lot about myself on this adventure.
Yeah, no problem, man.
So each of you can regain 2 hit points. I think, Dad, you're only down 1, so you'll be at full health.
Great.
And your bodies begin to feel sluggish.
Uh-oh.
And
what?
Your
what?
Vision starts to blur.
Wait, why? Travis, it's
and
food.
You hear Scuzz say, "See, I told you we're gonna have a sleepover."
Oh, my God.
And not again.
The 4 of you pass unconscious.
Boy, Travis, I have to say, this show's tenuous relationship with robots is getting increasingly fractious.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, in case you've somehow missed it, Story and Song, the final graphic novel in our Adventure Zone Balance graphic novel series, comes out next week. You can pre-order it right now at theadventurezonecomic.com. If you pre-order from one of our indie bookstore partners, you'll get a book plate signed by one of us and Carrie. Book release event next week in Boston. Tickets are on sale now. It's going to be July 16th at 7 p.m. at the Chevalier Theater. Each ticket includes a signed paperback copy of Story and Song provided by Brookline Booksmith. And we have a special mid-month episode of Clubhouse on Tuesday, July 14th to celebrate the book coming out. And the regular monthly Clubhouse is still on the 21st, so check that out. We've got some new merch this month. There's a Trav Nation Centennial Magnet, along with a bunch of other great stuff. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will also be donated to the Asian Pacific Environmental Network. So go check that out, macroymerch.com, and back to the show.
All right, we're over 70 episodes into our show. Let's learn everything. So let's do a quick progress check. Have we learned about quantum physics?
Yes, episode 59.
We haven't learned about the history of gossip yet, have we?
Yes, we have. Same episode, actually.
Have we talked to Tom Scott about his love of roller coasters?
Episode 64.
So how close are we to learning everything?
Bad news. We still haven't learned everything yet.
Oh, we're ruined!
No. It's good news as well. There is still a lot to learn.
Woo!
I'm Dr. Ella Hubber.
I'm regular Tom Lum.
I'm Caroline Roper, and on Let's Learn Everything, we learn about science and a bit of everything else too.
And although we haven't learned everything yet, I've got a pretty good feeling about this next episode.
Join us every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
If you want to know what's going on in the world of movies, you should be listening to Maximum Film so we can tell you all about it.
Okay, but what if you already know what's going on in the world of movies? What if you're kind of obsessed with movies, like maybe you have a problem?
Well, then you should definitely be listening to Maximum Film, because we too have that problem, and it's important you know you're not alone.
We're talking indies you'll want to seek out.
Blockbusters and blockbusting wannabes.
Classics we can't get enough of.
I'm comedian and writer Kevin Avery.
I'm film critic Alonzo Duraldi.
I'm festival programmer and producer Drea Clark.
Together, we're Maximum Film. Smart about movies in Hollywood, so you don't have to be.
But if you already are, that's also great. And hey, we see you.
New episodes every week on MaximumFun.org.
the four of you, Lamar and you three, wake up.
I have a name.
Sorry, Axel Lyle and the rest.
I have a name too.
I can't remember it.
Roger Moore.
Yeah, there
Roger
it is.
Roger Moore.
Thank you.
I'm just saying, if you're going to end the Pussycat someone, I want you to end the Pussycats them.
Okay, Roger, Lyle, Navy, and the rest. Is that better?
Yeah. Wouldn't you rather buy a CD from Axel Lyle and the rest?
You wake up strapped to metal tables in a brightly lit... It looks like at some point it would have been like an anesthetic, kind of very clean room. It is a little dusty now, a little worn down from disuse, but you find yourselves in the day spa / infirmary. The straps, your wrists, forearms, legs, you're firmly down. And Scuzz says, you're awake. Great, we can keep hanging out. I've got all kinds of activities planned, and I figure after like a couple days here, you guys will have cooled off, and then you'll be ready to hang out more. I can let you off the tables. This is going to be so good.
Time out. Trav, can I ask you a question about the day spa infirmary?
Yeah, please.
Is there a regular assessment as to which one people are in? Like, is there a point on your journey of recovery from an injury or malady at which point you realize that you are now in the spa, right? Like, you are no longer in the infirmary, and it is now the spa.
Yeah, so you didn't get a full chance to scope it out, but just from where you're laying and kind of see out of the, you know, corners of your eyes, its majority is an infirmary, but you can see a couple, like, massage chairs have been set up. And some, like, foot baths and stuff.
Okay.
And maybe the day spa title was something that they're like, we have a lot going on here. So there is some what you would consider spa equipment. But the majority of the experience is infirmary.
Okay. So it's not really a spa-ermary. It's more of a kind of...
An infirmary.
Infirmary. Yeah. Okay.
With a relaxing infirmary.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, listen, I know you're lonely, and that is...
Well, not anymore.
Well, we will turn the cold shoulder to you. We will give you the silent treatment, and it will be pretty gnarly. But we actually do need to sort of save the day, as is our want. So, I need you to let us out of here, pal, because it's...
Do we not have time, maybe, for at least like a makeover, or, you know... Put our hair up in curlers.
I'm going to go ahead and say that between indulging in flubber and then being knocked unconscious, we have probably expended all of our mission leisure time.
Right. Yes, but I'm just saying that I think...
We're in a rush at this point, man.
I know, but I think there may be time for maybe one sleepover activity. Like, I tell you what. How about a pillow fight? That would be fun. Can we have a pillow fight?
It's classic stuff, Scuzz. You can't have a sleepover without throwing a few pillows around.
Gotta have a pillow fight. Come on, Scuzz.
Okay, a pillow fight. Yeah. Okay, me and the bots are gonna go get some things ready, get some snacks going, get some pillows ready. We're gonna make sure like it's all safe too. We don't want anybody getting hurt. Okay, we'll be back. And you see the light zoom out of the room, and the killbots that are in the room that were like in that strapped you in and led you in there leave with the lights. There are still lights on in the room, mind you. Just Scuzz's lights have left the room, so now it's just the four of you in there.
Okay, this is very important. Is Roger strapped belly down with his butt in the air or on his back?
And Travis, it's really important.
This is
very important.
So important.
You may really think you know what the word important means, but it's about to get redefined.
Really important. Which way?
He's laying on his back the way you would expect someone to be strapped to a table if it wasn't like an alien abduction kind of situation.
And we don't actually have to say anything else about that.
Very well. That's all I needed to know.
Oh, gosh. Wait, did you have a thing if you were butt up?
Well, if I was butt up, I was going to fill the room with gas.
I'm so glad that didn't happen then. Amazing. So your idea is we've been kidnapped. I'm going to kill all of us.
No, it wouldn't be a
like a cyanide pill.
Yeah, sure. They will never get...
They can't take us alive, boys.
Death before sleepover.
Did they leave anyone behind to keep an eye on us?
Give me a bug eye check.
Okay. Two successes, double success, 7-7, so a cowabunga.
Yeah, with a cowabunga, you can see a kill death bot that's kind of in there. This one's the roughest looking one that you've seen. Its eye lenses are very cracked, and it's kind of bumping into things as it wheels around.
Oh, I love him, though. So,
And as long as we're at it with that bug guy check, the other thing you see is, as much as this is an infirmary, once again, with the majority of Kill Death's army being bots, It's a lot of what you would also associate with, like, repair equipment. So you see, like, there's blades, you know, kind of a chop saw kind of device hanging above Lyle's slab. Above yours, you can see like soldering equipment that's attached to the wall.
Yeah, I don't like any of that. I don't like being strapped down in a room with all that stuff. I look at this little busted up bot and look at my teammates and I say, I apologize, this is going to be an unpleasant sound. And I take a deep breath and I like close my glottis and I do siren song.
Okay, great.
There is some precedent for robotic control with this.
Absolutely. Give me a 3d8 roll, please.
I'll use a TTS. Pump it to a 4. Here we go. Two successes, 8 and 6.
With two successes, all right, this little broken down bot comes rolling over to you. Its head rolls slightly to one side where you can see there is a screw missing from its neck. And it kind of rolls up to you, and you can see, like, the apertures within the lenses trying to focus behind the, like, cracked glass. Yeah. But it's kind of looking at you. You can't tell if its head's tilted because of the screw or, like, in, inquisitive kind of nature. But you have its attention, and it's, like, paying attention to you.
Hey, little robot baby, I need you to let us out of here. Real quick, like, before the...
Mm-hmm.
Do you speak? Can you understand me?
Hear me, hear me.
Okay, so we're going to need to come up with something real quick. Do you have like a light on you, like a light you can flash or something?
It turns its light on. It's flickering.
Okay, so flicker once for yes, two for no. Can you let us out of here?
It flickers once.
Okay, so go ahead and do that.
And it flashes twice.
Why not? Oh, that's not a yes or no question. Are you worried that your other robot friends might get angry?
It flashes once for yes.
Okay, well, you don't have to worry about that, because we can protect you from them, but
I'm going to be pedantic for just a second, Griffin, so you don't get too confused. You asked, can it?
Yeah.
Not will it?
Oh, okay. I thought he is sort of under my control with the...
Well, so with the two things, he's listening to you. He's into it. Like, he's not brushing you off. If you had gotten a cowabunga, I believe like you did with Rollybot, then you would have had him.
Okay, that's true.
Listen, we're on a really important mission. Dr. Killdeath is...
Yeah?
Dr. Killdeath's in a lot of danger right now. And
it flickers twice for no, but in like a panicked way.
Yeah. No, he isn't. I can't tell if that was in a panicked way or if you're saying I'm lying. I'm not. It's true. But he's in a lot of trouble. And if we don't get to that elevator and get up for too much longer, they might execute him.
Whoa.
They will kill him graveyard dead. He's messing with some bad customers. So, listen, help us out of here. We'll go save him, bring him home. He'll fix you up for sure. And then you won't have to worry about any kind of repercussions. Your friends will be so proud of you for helping rescue Dr. Killdeath. What do you say, Val?
He looks up and to the right for just a second. And something about his body language and the way that he is now beeping and whirring lets you know he's singing a very quick kind of Disney princess style I want song to himself. About the dreams of leaving this place and being fixed up once again and being reunited with Dr. Killdeath. And then he comes back to you and he kind of like blinks once for yes, as we've established.
Yeah. So you'll let us out of here?
He blinks once for yes.
Okay, yes, let's do it quick before your friends get back, because some of them might be spies, and they might want Dr. Kildeth to die.
Okay, he rolls over to the controls next to Lyle's bed, and he starts, like, kind of scratching his tilted head and rubbing his chin, and then he just starts hitting buttons.
I reach down, and I use the controls to free us.
What?
Well, you said the controls are next to my bed, so I figured I could do it, right?
Well, they're next to your bed, but not quite like an easy reach.
Okay. All right.
If you want to give me a roll to see if you can like strain against your restraints to reach them,
can you just tear your arm off and then have your arm sort of like
wait a minute,
hack it and then regrow it?
That doesn't make any sense.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I can't control it independently. For a second, I was like, that's really good, but I don't have a follow-up. Like, after I cut it off, I could regrow it, but I don't think I could independently make it do anything except fall to the ground. Like, if we needed an arm to fall to the ground, I could definitely do that.
Cut your head off, regrow a body from it, and it'll be free from the constraints.
How close is Roger to either of the other's beds?
Close enough for whatever you're thinking.
Okay. I have a team-up suggestion.
I love it. I love to hear those.
Okay. Cut off your arm. I'll use my prehensile power to use my tail as a whip or rope. I'll grab your arm and use it to open your restraints.
I really feel like we're on the, like, the 5-yard line with this robot.
The robot,
yeah.
The robot beeps once for yes.
Wait, you like that?
And then it presses a button, and the chop saw blade lowers down.
Yo,
and,
okay.
And cuts Lyle's arm off.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Another theme restored.
Now there's balance. A robot ripped someone else's arm off. And the robot gives a robot thumbs up.
No, dude.
Put that thumb away.
Hammer.
I'm going to kick that robot's butt.
And he's like pointing at Roger and pointing at Lyle.
He thought he was helping. He doesn't know about pain. Yeah, I know.
He takes it. The robot takes his arm off and then puts it back on, and it's still moving. Like
it attempts to attach its arm to me.
Yeah, he's like, "Here, fix it."
Go. cut that out. Dag nab it. Oh man. Okay, can I wiggle out now?
Well, Dad has rolled something.
Yes,
I rolled to use the prehensile tail to catch the arm to push the button that lives in the house that Jack built.
Yeah. Yeah, man, with 2 successes, you're able to get that arm that was just cut off of your friend Axel Lyle in your tail, and you are able to use it to free yourself from your restraints.
And I yell out, "Mooyah!"
I don't think this is a time for celebration.
It doesn't feel like a mooyah to me, man. Well, currently, it doesn't feel like a mooyah.
Here, and I go over and I free my 2 friends.
Do you do it with Axel Lyle's still disconnected arm?
Yeah, just because it's a little more stylish and I'm all about style.
And also because if you didn't, it would be insane everything that has led up to this point. It would be insane to cut off this guy's arm for no reason at all.
Well, so no, Roger, it freed Roger from it. So now Roger's just walking around with the arm poking it at buttons.
I freed Navy. And then I go over and I free Lyle, and then I kind of, with a sheepish grin, hand him his arm back.
Sheesh, cool, yeah, man.
Hey, good teamwork, Lyle.
Sure, cool, yeah, man. Teamwork makes the dream work, makes the scream work when your arm gets cut off.
I'll look around the infirmary to see if there's anything that can help Lyle in this.
I'll tell you one thing you could grab real quick, if you don't mind, man.
Yeah.
My arm?
He already gave it back to you.
I gave it back to you.
I don't want it.
Well, why do you... Okay.
Oh, here. Yeah, actually, you take it. Actually, carry it around, Roger.
Like an albatross. Right.
Roger, so carry,
I'm draping
it, carry Roger it around. And Roger?
Yes?
I want you... Listen, I don't want to carry around the emotional weight of this. So I do need you to watch what you have forced me to do.
Okay.
Oh, God.
It's so fascinating.
Oh, it is.
Nature is incredible.
It's like those time-lapse photography things.
I know.
Okay, oh, Justin, roll 3d8 to see how effectively you regrow the arm. You will regrow it no matter what. This is just how quickly.
So once, a mixed success.
With a mixed success, you basically get an arm that's like half the size of your normal arm.
That does not feel...
It's still
like,
growing.
Okay.
It's still growing. That's just where you're at right now.
Okay. That's
fine. It looks very attractive. Do you need a sling or a splint or anything? They got some basic stuff here. I don't know.
I could form one out of your other arm if you
want. Why don't you take a pause on helping?
Okay. Good. Yes, good point. Good
I
point.
Appreciate the desire for teamwork, but let's...
I didn't know it would hurt, to be honest with you. I'm sorry.
Well, that's wild.
From over in a corner where he's been going through a medicine cabinet. I found some like painkillers and some sutures here if we want to patch whatever we can up. It looks like you're well on your way with the arm thing. I have a lot of like combat medic training. If you guys want me to patch anything up.
I mean, I don't know, Tug? Like, I don't really know what you could do for you, man.
But you still have injuries, Lyle.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I guess my regenerative... Yeah, I guess I, some sort of other... Yeah, anything you could do to, like, patch me up, I guess. There's no reason to fight this.
Okay, let's see what he can do.
Still, though,
it
was a pretty good plan.
Anyone you walk away from. Not your best work.
Yeah.
Well. Okay, so he rolled 7, because he does have training in this. And he has 3 successes, including a cowabunga. So he's able to patch you both up. I think, Roger, you're already at full. But Lyle and Navy, you guys are back to full health.
Oh, amazing.
That's actually... that's excellent. I'm ready to go fight people.
Cool.
Hey, little baby robot, can you get us to the elevator? Get us out of here before your friends get back?
And he holds his arms out to you like uppies.
Okay. I pick him up. Let's be sneaky. Stealthy.
Roger grabs the bottle of pain pills and puts them in his pocket.
Okay, that's not alarming. That's not, like, worrying at all.
No biggie.
Let's go!
I just want to say, as anyone who watched Brothers Gate knows, Dad's inclination to pick up anything that isn't nailed down and put it in his pockets is such a treat to see. Well, right now I'm looking at his additional inventory, and he just has so much stuff in there.
But it's worth noting that, like, it's not for show. It's the way Dad plays games, too. It's just Dad. He's not doing it for your entertainment.
And you should see his office.
Yeah.
I'm a completist.
Yeah, he wants to see if Travis left any items around in his game. I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you pick up a couple of mortar and pestles. Mm-hmm. A couple scales.
He's going to add all this to his inventory. If you keep talking, he's going to add this stuff to his actual inventory.
You guys sneak in the hallway, but you see the lights of Scuzz and about 20 kill death bots coming down. And as soon as they see you out, they start whirring and those lights start zooming down. And he's saying, they're here, come get them. And the bots are heading towards you. Behind you is the elevator up to the tunnels. You make your way into the elevator with your broken bot directing you. You're able to get inside, and the bots are heading down the hall.
Can I fire just like full blast down the hall at the robots?
You sure can.
Okay. Yeah, I hate to do it, but yeah, you're right. I don't hate to do it. cool. So this will just be an attack with my signature item, a 5d8. That is 3 successes, including a double 8.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That's a mega cowabunga, baby. You blast the robots back. Now, let me ask you this.
Whoa, that's a good time for one, Griffin.
What effect do you want? Do you want it to be like, and they're all obliterated? Or
no,
like,
I
they're cleaned
the,
up?
Cool.
You basically power blast some of the rust and scaling off. And
I would love to blast them hard enough to knock them back to a point where I could close one of these bulkhead doors to sort of like neutralize the danger.
Yeah, absolutely. You're able to knock them back quite a ways. They're back by the screening room now.
Okay.
And you have time to shut that bulkhead door into the elevator area.
And I'm going to wrap my spool of wire around like the ceiling latch thing so that it won't open. Just to buy us some time.
The lights of Scuzz are still in there, but without his robots, he's not able to really interact with you physically.
Cool.
Okay, so it looks like you guys are going to go, huh?
Yes, Scuzz.
Yeah.
Come on. We've already won. Let's not rub his nose in it.
Oh, I don't have a nose.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Scuzz, we have important business to do. We're like heroes, and we're saving someone, and you kidnapped us. So you're on some real villain stuff right now, and I want you to sit and think about that, really reflect on it.
I mean, I was programmed by Dr. Kildath.
That's a good point, and I guess
not bad, just drawn that way, right?
Oh, yeah, thank you. Well, I know that I don't really have any room to ask you guys for this, but could you do me a favor?
Sure.
What?
Could you tell Dr. Kildath to come and, like, get me out?
Yeah.
I would be happy to lend you a hand.
No.
And then I take my hand away and I hand him.
Well, he's intangible. He's a voice.
I know. I'm just, like, drop it on the ground.
Okay.
I'll think of you all anytime I look at this disembodied hand. I'll think of you.
Great. If you could dispose of it in, like, a ecologically sound way.
Yeah, we have a burner.
Thank you.
An incinerator.
Save few words.
Oh, is this what we've become, fellows? Callous, hardened? Oh, I tell you what, Scuzz, I'll come back and visit sometime.
No,
how's
just
that?
get Dr. Kildath to come and get me out. Wow. I'd rather come visit you.
That was brutal, dude.
No, I want to come visit you.
I've never seen anything so icy.
Okay, I guess this is goodbye.
All right.
Please open the elevator door.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry.
The elevator door's open.
Thank you, Scuzz. Don't kidnap anyone else. That's a bad move, Scuzz. Dude.
Okay.
We're watching, okay, man?
Okay.
Build it and they will come, Scuzz.
I don't follow that one. Have fun up there. Don't get killed.
As the doors are closing, little baby robot, we already have a robot team member, but stay true to yourself and get fixed up, pal. Yeah.
All right.
And the doors close with him on the other side.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.